Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Lord holds us accountable for the light we have, not what we don't know, not what we don't see. And you'll see this in this writing right here. Romans 14. In Romans 14 and verse 21, Romans 14 and 21, he said, it is good neither to eat flesh, that's the word for meat, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Now you have to back up to get the full picture. He talked about that, just back up to verse 1. Let's get a little more background. He said, him that is what? Weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Let me give you another phrase for weak in the faith. Low on light. And not just low on it, but if you got revelation, you didn't walk in it. So you didn't develop. How does faith come?
Hearing.
By hearing what?
Word.
Does the word, the entrance of his word give light?
Yes.
So many times when faith comes, people remark and say, I saw it. You saw it's God's will for me to be healed. You saw light, faith came.
Amen.
In fact, this is a good phrase that'll help you. Brother Hagin said this for years. He said, when the light comes, faith is there.
Yes.
This is a great phrase. You may not realize how great it is. When the light comes, faith is there. You don't have to work it up. You don't have to say, oh, I'm going to believe this. No, when you're struggling trying to believe, the light's not there. But when the light comes and you go, oh, glory to God, glory to God, I see that. Faith is already there. Without trying to think about it. Faith is already there. When the light comes, faith is there. He said, for one believes he may eat all things. Another who is weak or has less light eats herbs. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not. Now let's say it another way. Don't despise people who have less light than you do. Right? Or if you think they have less light. If you think, well, why have they got scruples about that? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why not? No, that's what he goes on to say. Don't push people beyond their light. And don't despise them for less light. He said, let not him that eats not judge him that eats, for God has received him. Verse 5, one man esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let every man be what? Fully persuaded in his own mind. Now he skips on down, verse 13, to say, let us not judge one another, but judge this, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there's nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteems anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Did you get that? There are people who believe it's a sin to wear short sleeves. There's people that believe it's a sin to wear deodorant. And for a lot of folk think it'd be a sin not to. There's people that believe it's a sin to drink coffee. Especially in other parts of the world. There are people that believe it's a sin to wear makeup. There are people that believe it's a sin, a number of things. Somebody say, this or that. Listen, if you believe it is a sin to you, then to you it is. Now he goes on, read the rest of it. He says it the best way it can be said. He said, verse 22, hast thou faith? Have it to yourself before God. Don't try to push it off on everybody else. Don't preach your convictions. Don't preach your experiences. Preach the word. It'd be wonderful if everybody did that. Let's all endeavor to do that. Don't preach your convictions. Preach the word. He said, it is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine or anything whereby your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. You're a happy man or woman. You're a free man or woman when nothing you're doing condemns you and bothers you. Now, you may think I've digressed, but do you understand you are not going to be ruling and reigning with condemnation in your life? Right? Now, we've already talked about the first big reason why people are in condemnation. They haven't believed nor received the free gift of righteousness. But after that, you must walk in the light to maintain freedom from condemnation. He said, happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. And he that doubts is damned or condemned if he eats, because he eats what? Not in faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now this is another big reason why we should not judge people, because we don't know people's hearts. We don't know what light they've got and what they don't. We don't know what bothers them and what doesn't bother them. Right? So instead of preaching all endless rules and do's and don'ts and do like me, we should preach that we're the righteousness of God in Christ and then teach people how to be led. Right? How to be led for yourself. He said, he that doubts is damned if he eat. What does that mean? If these guys, if they believed it was wrong to eat some of these things, and they look over there and they see this other guy, they see the Apostle Paul. He's chowing down. And they think, well, he's doing it, so I'll do it. So they go ahead and eat up something that they previously had believed was wrong to eat. And now they go back home and their heart's bothering them. They feel condemned because they believe it's a sin. Did they just sin?
Yes.
Yes, they did. Are they condemned? Yes, they got condemnation in their life. Is their faith going to work?
No.
Are they going to rule and reign?
No.
Why? You got to keep your heart clear. You got to walk in the light that you have. He said, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. I believe it's the Amplified. Somebody look at it and tell me. It says, whatever is done without a sense of its approval by God. Is that what it says? Without a sense of its approval by God is sin. There it is. Right? Whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful. People talk about gray areas. There are none.
That's right.
If it's gray to you, you can't do it without sinning.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Well, yeah, but what about what all they're doing? What about it? That's not between you and the Lord. Right? You know, something I was reminded of just the other day, Peter, you know, after Jesus was raised from the dead, and Jesus told Peter by what death and what way he was going to glorify God on his way out. And I think he didn't know if he liked the sounds of it too much. And John was, you know, John was always laying on Jesus, had his head on his chest, renamed himself. Instead of calling himself John, he says, I'm the disciple the Lord loves. Sounds kind of like Phyllis, don't it? I'm his favorite. I'm the one He loves. Well, and there's nothing wrong with believing that you are the one he loves. And he looked over at him and he said, well, what about him? And the Lord looked at him and said, if I want him to stay till I come back, what is that to you? Boy, those are some good words, aren't they?
Yes,
what is that to you? Does the Lord expect us to try to figure out everybody else's life and walk with God? Or does he expect us to not be busybodies and keep our nose out of other folks' business and not try to judge folk or figure out if they're right, if they're wrong, if they're sinning, or if they're not? But he said, what is that to you? You follow me. Boy, if we live by that, what a different world it'd be, right? What do you think about it? I've had people corner me. I've had ministers corner me. People I'm speaking for corner me. Now, Brother Keith, so-and-so, what do you think about that? I said, I don't. More than one time I've said that. They said, what do you mean? Well, I know you got an opinion about it. I said, no, I refuse to have one. They said, well, I know it's obvious it was wrong. I mean, anybody in their right mind could see that that was stupid and sin. That was wrong. Why in the world do you think they did that? I said, no comment. You know, I like being healthy.
Yeah.
And I like being prosperous.
Yeah.
And I like being anointed when I get up to speak.
Yeah.
And I like having utterance. I just like it.
Yeah.
I like being able to lay my head on the pillow and have a clear conscience. It is so wonderful. Right? And I'm telling you, you can get in trouble. Actually, I'm getting ahead. This is the third area. Go, please, to Luke 6 real quickly. Now, are you with me so far?
Yes.
How do you stay free from condemnation? Number one, receive the free gift of righteousness. Don't talk sin. Don't talk past. Talk righteousness. Right? Believe it. Receive it. Say it all the time. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm just as clean. I'm just as accepted. I'm just as loved of the Father as Jesus is because I stand in his righteousness. But then secondly, if you have light, you must walk in that light. Because if you fail to, condemnation will come in because you know in your heart that you're not doing what you should be doing. And you can make all the confessions in the world, and it's not going to override that disobedience.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Free from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001F. That's R-1001F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.